so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. The Horsham Rural City Council acknowledges the five traditional owner groups of this land, the Wachabolic, Wagaya, Jabbagog, Jadwa and Jabbajali people. We recognise the important and ongoing place that all Indigenous people hold in our community. We pay our respects to the elders, both past and present, and commit to working together in the spirit of mutual understanding and respect for the benefit of the broader community and future generations. Welcome, councillors and staff, and also members of the public and the media to our council meeting tonight. My name is Councillor Mark Bradford, the Mayor of the Horsham Rural City Council. I advise that tonight's council meeting will be recorded to maintain an audio archive, which will be available on the Horsham Rural City Council website as soon as possible. Please note that this meeting is being streamed live on the internet. Councillors participating in this meeting by electronic means will be taken to be present and part of the quorum for the meeting, provided that they can hear proceedings, they can see and be seen by other members in attendance, and they are able to speak and be heard by those in attendance. I'll now ask each councillor individually to confirm this. Councillor Clark, can you please confirm that you can see and hear other members in attendance and that you're able to speak?
So I can see them, Mr. Mayor, and hear them.
Thank you. Councillor Grimble.
Mr. Mayor, I can see everybody and I've heard Councillor Clark speak and I anticipate to be able to hear the others when they speak.
Thank you, Councillor Grimble. Councillor Golvin.
Mr. Mayor, I'm the same. I can see everyone and I anticipate that I'll be able to hear them all too.
Thank you. Councillor Koenig.
Confirmed, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Power.
All good this end, Mr. Mayor.
And Councillor Robinson. Councillor Robinson, can you hear us?
Confirmed. I'm struggling to click open the microphone. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Councillor Robinson. Thank you. Councillors, there is a recommendation that I'll now read in relation to COVID-19 and social distancing requirements. Recommendation that Council number 1, agree to hold its meetings on a virtual online platform in order to address councillors' concerns around COVID-19 and social distancing requirements. And part 2, note that in accordance with section B.5.1 of Council's meeting procedure, the Mayor will elect to follow the amended practices as set out in the administrative procedure, temporary measures for conduct of virtual council meetings. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Koenig. Seconder?
Seconded.
Seconded by Councillor Power. Councillor Koenig.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Under difficult and testing circumstances, the way of our council, along with other councils across the state and business in general, it's a necessity that we move to this platform to be able to continue on with our business. That is essential for the community. So I don't think it needs any more discussion than that. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Power.
Nothing to say. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Are there any speakers against the recommendation? Are there any other speakers? Councillor Grimble.
Thank you. I note in the report and what we're doing is to operate in a significantly changed environment due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But I also note that this is a temporary measure and I'd like to say on public record that as soon as we create the opportunity that we can hold our meetings and conduct our affairs back in the chamber, the better we'll be. This is all new to us and certainly I don't particularly like the environment. I like the opportunity to meet face to face and certainly have the gallery present. So I note that this is a temporary measure, but again, council need to conduct its business and operate in a changed environment.
Thank you, Councillor Grimble. Any other speakers?
Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Robertson.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'll foreshadow a motion in relation to this.
Okay, any other speakers? I'll put the motion, all those in favour? Against? That's carried, thank you. Councillor Robertson?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, just in relation to notice of motion number 179, I'd like to move that that motion be brought forward to the earliest possible time. It is in alignment with what we're talking about in relation to the COVID emergency. So at the point that suits you the most, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, so there's a motion that we shift the notice of motion from Councillor Robertson, and I'm happy to deal with it straight away if that helps the world. Someone like to second that? Seconded by Councillor Goulburn. Councillor Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Do you want me to read the motion?
Yes, please.
Mayor, just
Mr. Mayor, excuse me, the motion was to bring that forward, not the motion itself.
Yes,
so we have to vote to bring the motion forward, then we can
do
the motion.
Yeah. So, Councillor Robertson, you're speaking for shifting it, not the actual content of the motion.
Yes. Mr. Mayor, my notice of motion is directly related to our new meeting procedure, and it is in accordance with what we're seeking to do under the new COVID-19 guidelines. So, Mr. Mayor, it's listed in the meeting anyway. I don't think there's anything hugely controversial about moving it forward to align it with the recommendation that we've just dealt with.
Thank you, Councillor Robertson. Councillor Goulburn?
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Are there any speakers against the motion? Are there any other speakers for? I'll put the motion, all those in favour. Against? That's carried. Thank you. So what we'll do, Councillor Robertson, just so people understand what's going on, this is item 4.1, which is notice of motion 179. So Councillor Robertson, over to you. Thank you.
Thank you. 14.1, not 4.1, Mr. Mayor. So the motion, Mr. Mayor, is as a result of the coronavirus pandemic and the community-wide threat to life as recognised by the declaration of a state of disaster by the Premier for the state of Victoria, Council takes the following actions. And Mr. Mayor, just before I read the four dot points, this motion was originally put up on the 23rd of March, so that things have changed slightly. I'll address that in a minute. First dot point is maximise the focus of our personnel, equipment and other resources in supporting the community. The second dot point currently reads take direct action to support and protect the most vulnerable people in the community. The third dot point is continue direct action to support and protect our staff, including contractors. And the fourth dot point is take direct action to protect the community and staff by minimising risks of spread of the disease by a range of methods, including but not limited to first dot point, Council meetings be confined to dealing with urgent business or mandated requirements such as budget approval. Second dot point, cancelling all non-urgent council facilitated meetings or events where people assemble. And the third dot point is maximising the use of technology to minimise the need for face-to-face meetings. And Mr. Mayor, if it pleases you, the second dot point was simply to add two words to the front of that, continue to. Because our staff and council are already taking direct action. So the process, this motion was framed before the emergency really started going. So that would be the only change, Mr. Mayor. If it pleases you all, include that.
Okay. So anything else you wanted to say in speaking for it?
I would certainly like to go through it, but I think I need a seconder, don't I?
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to second the motion.
Yeah. Thank you, Councillor Grimwood. Just want to clarify to Ms. Frankham, who's typing here, we're adding the words continue to previous to the words take direct action.
So correct, continue, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, continue to take direct action. That's Sue. Okay, so that's moved by Councillor Robertson, seconded by Councillor Grimble. Councillor Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, as I said, this was at the start of the COVID emergency and things have moved. Firstly, Mr. Mayor, and I'm sure you'll do the same later, I'd like to place on record my gratitude for the council officers and staff in delivering the support services that they have to the community and certainly also in a coordination role. As the emergency has evolved, we are hopefully moving into a new holding phase, which will lead to a new normal. As yet, that new normal is not well defined. Social distancing may well be a legacy that lingers for many years, if not permanently. For some of our hardest hit community, the retail sector, hospitality sector, service industries, and both employers and employees, there is much work to be done. Community purchasing practices is one example, Mr. Mayor. Purchasing practices have changed and is reflective of what was already happening in America. New methods of purchasing, click and collect, is a new way of shopping that we'll need to adapt to. It's already here at some of our shops. Click and deliver is another new growth industry in Australia, with Australia Post recently announcing substantial developments in this area. And Mr. Mayor, we need to address these developments. Subject to research, it seems most likely that we will need to consider removal of all parking meters in Horsham, the installation of clear numbering on the meters, and short-term, say 5 to 8 minute, parking bay spread relevant CBD blocks. We also may find that we need to provide more dedicated short-term parking at all significant institutions, such as hospitals, government offices, schools, and the like. Council offers business and the community a range of support mechanisms, but we now need to look at the structure of how the community will operate into the future. The next 2 dot points, it's really pleasing to be able to say that Council is already doing this and we are continuing to directly support and protect our staff. And the only other thing I would say, Mr. Mayor, in the decisions that we make in relation to this going forward, if we decide to deal with an issue at a meeting in the same way that we record compliance with legislation, we should give the reason why we're dealing with a particular item. Now, some of the things that have changed is our ability to communicate with the community, Mr. Mayor. As you know, our tri-weekly newspaper has ceased to publish. We've commenced using new technology, but it is clear in the lead up to this meeting that many in our community are not able to use this technology effectively, and distancing rules, poor internet access, poor mobile phone coverage in a lot of our areas all conspire to exclude many of our ratepayers attending meetings like this. Councillors, I urge you to support this motion, which acknowledges and respects the work of Council and its employees and contractors. The motion allows Council to move forward with the core functions of Council at the forefront, particularly focused on protecting our vulnerable community, whilst also meeting the very serious economic and welfare challenges this country, this state, and this municipality will collectively face clearly for many years. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Robertson. Councillor Grimble.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Not too much, Todd, but I understand the intent of Councillor Robinson's motion. Happy to support it and make a couple of comments. There's two parts to this. For me, the impact on the community, both from a health perspective and an economic impact, and we're aware of that. Would like to acknowledge the Australia's has been particularly well catered throughout this period, and both the Prime Minister and Premier have played a significant role in getting us to where we are. So I think that all would agree that the leadership shown by Australia has been unprecedented. We're certainly in very capable hands. Local government certainly has a role to play, and some of the measures that are outlined in Councillor Robinson's notice of motion have indeed been actioned by Council through its normal operating procedures. And I do like to would like to acknowledge the role that council staff have played in that. Certainly, I don't underestimate the significant impact on business and the broader community, generally through a loss of trade and revenue, and also those people that have lost their jobs. So I think that any assistance that we do for our budget development phase, which is currently before councillors, will be well received by the business community and the broader community as well. But happy to support that. I do note that to condense the business of council back to both urgent and an essential business, I support that because it's a very totally different environment. And if we can hold off on the business that could be adjourned till when we can meet normally, I think that would be much appreciated, not only by the chamber, but by the broader community. So happy to support the notice of motion.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Grindle. Speakers against the motion?
Mr. Mayor,
I'd Councillor like to... Clark.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I greatly respect a lot of the comments that have just been made, and I also commend the staff of council for the enormous amount of work that they've had to do over the last couple of months. It's been above and beyond with a lot of people. So I don't think anyone would disagree with that. I also think it's been a huge hit for a lot of our, especially our retailers. And it's really important that people get out and support our retailers as much as possible. But the reason I will vote against this is this is operational. This is what's been going on since day one. And I think to bring it up at this stage is really quite disrespectful to all the work that's gone on. I think also the reason that we're meeting like this is because the state government recognised that this should be business as usual as much as possible for councils, for local government right across the board. It should not just be for business or budgets. This should be for running this council and keeping this community and this council operating as it should be all the way through, to provide continuity to our community and make sure that we're still providing the services that we need to provide. So I think it's really important, councillors, that we don't support this motion. I think it's operational. All the things have been done. The first three points have all been done right from day one. So I'm sorry, but I won't be supporting this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Any other speakers for the motion, please? Do you have any other speakers against the motion?
Mr. Mayor, did I catch you off? Councillor Bellitz, sorry. Mr. Mayor, if I may. So I believe I'm going to also vote against the motion, but it's because the dot points of Councillor Robinson have put in there are good and all. They have been ticked off, but there's one there that worries me, and it is that one that dot point four, item number one, council meetings be complied for dealing with urgent business or mandate and requirements. The intent of that I understand, but I worry about who deals with it, determines what's urgent and what's not. And also in line with that, there's no end date to the motion. So would it be until we're back in the chamber, or would it be until this wave of restrictions are lifted? Would it be from June 1st onwards where we reassess it? So it's just around those items, that the devil in the detail, that is the reason why I won't be supporting it tonight. But Councillor Robinson's done a great job in preempting the great work that our council staff have done, because like he said himself, and Councillor Grimble and Councillor Clark, majority of the dot points are always, are already in action. It's just those couple of little bits that will have me sitting on the voting no side of the fence tonight.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Koenig. Councillor Power.
Can we ask the councillors to mute the microphones?
Oh, sorry. There's been requests when you're not talking, could you mute your microphone, please? Councillor Grimble?
Just a question for you to the CEO. As we know, the CEO puts the agenda together. So would it be the CEO that would determine indeed what is urgent and what is essential business for the agenda? Just a clarification to address Councillor Koenig's comments in his debate, please?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Well, there is no guidance around essential business councillors. As you know, all the directions are coming from the state government via the Department of Health and Human Services. So effectively, we're complying with those directions. And at this stage, there's no direction which states, defines, what is considered as essential or non-essential. So for all practical purposes, that's the approach we've taken. So we've tried to continue as many services and projects as we could, acknowledging, some of the constraints which have been highlighted by all the councillors who have spoken so far. And that's, so that continues to be the case.
Okay, thank you. Councillor?
I'm not quite sure whether my point of order got addressed in the way that I'd like to see closure, but the CEO would determine the business on the agenda, so the CEO could make that call. Is that correct? That's the way I understand it.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, that is correct. So all the services, which we've suspended to date, they've been done under the direction of the state government, which to me means that anything else, which hasn't been directed for the state government to be closed, it needs to continue as business as usual. And that's what we continue to do.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Power.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Could I just say for a start, the notice of motion, if it was back on the March the 23rd, Monday, March the 23rd, I think was a fairly good motion. I really do. I would have supported it back then, and I'm not quite sure whether I'm going to support it now or not, because I just believe that the four dot points that are there have been going on since we went into this form of meeting procedure. We've had our meetings, our briefing meetings and so forth, and council, as in council workers and so forth, with support and so forth that is mentioned there, I believe are already in the process. So I don't really see the point that we need at this stage to move a motion in relation to what is written down there. But I commend the four speakers that have been before me, because they've all got good points, but I do believe that where we're going at the moment, what's been happening since March the 23rd, I believe has already been entailed into that motion there, and I don't see any reason why we need to talk about, let alone move the motion. For where okay. I sit.
All right. Thank you, Councillor Power. Any further speakers? Councillor Goulburn.
Mr. Mayor, for me, similar as Councillor Power, looking at the notice of motion, I do agree with everything that's been said and what's been written on it. My only thing is that have we already achieved this through the workings or the operations of council as a whole already? And therefore, again, on the 23rd of March, this would have been something that I would have backed straight away, because it was something that we were not facing in Australia before, and is something that needed to be followed up. So I fully would have supported that, because it's approaching what it needed to during that time period. However, at this stage, Councillor Koenig, the stipulation of what is deemed urgent business, that's one of the parts that, to me, if that was, I guess that's one of the line items that kind of makes me go, oh, well, at the end of the day, I don't want to suppress job opportunities. And if there's opportunities that come in the future through other means, then I wish the council would be able to take on those. So for me, it's just the urgent business aspect. And I think that this has been achieved through the operations of council as it is.
Thank you, Councillor Goulburn. I have two concerns about the motion. The first one is, as already been said, I think it's important that we don't restrict this council's role in performing its duty as a third tier of government. And I think to confine ourselves to just dealing with urgent business matters, that may be a repercussion of that. And also cancelling all non-urgent council facilitated meetings. And I think meetings can be important without being urgent. And the one that springs to mind was last week we had a Zoom meeting with the Haven community, and although it wasn't an urgent meeting, it was an important one. And so I think that the council meetings are happening using the new technology, which I think is not ideal, but it's happening. And the other thing I'm also picking up is that, as we learned today, the government regulations are changing, evolving, if you like, and that includes the number of people permitted where they can assemble. So it may well be in a few weeks' time that we're in a different situation there. So I actually agree with pretty much everything that's been said, particularly in the first three dot points, but those last two I do disagree with. Councillor Robertson, you have a right of reply.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think a point I've made has been missed, and that's if we do decide to deal with something, we simply record why we actually did it. It's not intended to impact on the operational side of the running of council, and it's working, and we've all commented on that. It's more the strategic issues that we need to focus, and that is the role of us as councillors. One point is we record why we do something in the same way as we record or our council officers record that a recommendation accords with whatever rules are in play in relation to that recommendation. The other point, Mr. Mayor, I think people are getting tied up on the word mandated, and if that word was amended to essential or some, you know, clearly we're going to deal with business, but is there more flexibility if the word mandated is changed to essential? And bearing in mind, as we will not continue doing this when the COVID emergency is finished. We won't continue doing this even when we're getting close towards the end, if life is easing. So we can't have a motion like this that's hard and fast, and it's not intended to be that way. So if there's some other words of comfort, well, then I'd be happy to amend the motion to suit. This stuff needs to be on top of our thinking. I have already listed just one example of the strategic thinking that we need to do, and that's around the park arrangements. There will be many other things we need to look at. A virtual shopping centre is one other matter that's been talked about.
And, that's 2 minutes, Councillor Robinson.
Thank you. Councillors, I reconsider. We're not going to support it. There's nothing in this other than ensuring the best possible outcome for the community that we are responsible to deal with the higher-level planning issues for. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Robinson. I'll put the motion. Please signify clearly. All those in favour? Against? Sorry, I have to vote again. I'm sorry. I'm confused. I'm going to call them out, okay? I'm going to do it in the form of a...
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. Can I ask a question, please?
Yes, Councillor Goffin, yeah?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. I didn't take myself off mute before. I just wanted to ask if Councillor Robinson is able to amend it to essential.
No, it's too late to amend, Mr. Mayor.
No, the time for amending the motion's passed, Councillor. Okay, so I'm going to take the vote again. I'm going to call out who's voting because it was a bit unclear before. All those in favour? Councillor Grimble, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Goulburn. Did Councillor Power vote then? Sorry, it'd be a pain. It's not clear. Please hold your hand up until I finish calling the name. Sorry. All those in favour? Councillor Grimble, thank you. Councillor Goulburn, Councillor Robertson. Right, all those against? Councillor Clark, Councillor Koenig, Councillor Radford, Councillor Power's not voting. Is that correct, Councillor Power?
You can't hear. No, he's muted himself.
You've just put yourself on.
Can't hear, Councillor Power.
I said, that's correct. I didn't vote because I'm still yet to be swayed one way or the other. As you said to Councillor Goulburn, that discussion is now finished and we need to vote on it. I'm still in a quandary. I still haven't decided which way to go, so I won't vote.
Sorry, the casting vote, is that correct?
Yeah, you use your casting vote.
Okay, so what we've got at the moment is three councillors for and three councillors against and one councillor who didn't vote. Yes, Councillor Grimble? You asking a question, Councillor Grimble?
No, I'm going to request that you take a division, please.
Yeah, I will do that, okay? Again, right, because I want to get this right. Okay, thank you, Councillor Grimble. So I'm going to call it again. All those in favour? Councillor Grimble, Councillor Goulburn, Councillor Robertson. All those against? Councillor Clark, Councillor Koenig, Councillor Radford, right? Councillor Powell didn't vote, so I'll have to break the deadlock and I'll vote against it, okay? And record that for the division, please. So, okay, thank you. Okay, back to our agenda. And we move now to item four, which is apologies. Are there any apologies for tonight's meeting?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Move to item five, any requests of leave of absence? Nothing heard, thank you. Item six, and I should ask from now on, councillors, if you can please read the recommendation that you're moving, as we talked about the other night. Okay, item six is the confirmation of the minutes of our ordinary meeting held on the 24th of February, 2020, and there's a recommendation there. Someone like to move that, please?
Mr. Mayor, I'll move that.
Could you read it, please?
Thank you.
Read it, please.
Yeah. That the minutes emanating from the ordinary meeting of the Horsham Rural City Council held in the Council Chamber Civic Centre, Horsham, 5:30 p.m. on the 24th of February be adopted.
Thank you. Come on to second that, please.
I shall.
Second by Councillor Power. Thank you. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Now, I have a request before we go any further, councillors. When you vote, please hold your hand up very clearly in front of your camera. Okay? It would help make my job a little bit easier. Thank you. We move now to item seven, conflicts of interest. Are there any declarations of conflict of interest tonight? Now, I have one for 9.5, the Grampians Tourism Visitor Servicing Review. Any others? Okay, we'll keep moving to item eight, which is public question time. Public question time is allocated at the start of the meeting before the formal agenda by council. Questions must be submitted in writing to council by 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the council meeting. And standing orders will be suspended for public question time. Can I have a mover, please, to suspend standing orders at the time, please, Sue?
6:09.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Goulburn, seconded by Councillor Power. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. We have received two questions, which is officers' reports. 9.1 is the Chief Executive Officer's update for the COVID-19 pandemic. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the report on impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's a recommendation there, councillors.
So move the recommendation, Mr. Mayor. Recommendation that states that council receive and notes the report on impacts of COVID-19 pandemic and council's response to date.
Thank you, Councillor Koenig. Someone like to second that, please? Councillor Power. Good. Councillor Koenig.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I could say it's a good report, but it is a good report, but it's a bleak report on a bleak situation. It does outline impacts on council and what council have done quite thoroughly. And I want to just provide an opportunity for Mr. Butler to speak to any points on challenges, I guess. While we've got 31 attendees in the gallery tonight, I think it'd be a good opportunity to speak what it's really like behind council doors, if that's appropriate, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Fogg. Mr. Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and through you. As Councillor Cornick mentioned, you know, it has been a challenging environment. We all know, it's unprecedented. So it has really tested everyone. But it's fair to say, that as an organisation, I think the staff have actually banded together and try to deal with the situation in the best possible way. And as you are aware, councillors, most of our staff, in the Civic Centre is now working from home. So they have adjusted to that change. And may I say that adjustment had to be made, in a span of a couple of days. So that part's been going well. Our operations team, they've been working well. Yes, we had to implement all the requirements in relation to, social distancing and personal hygiene. But that team's been going well with the projects to make sure that all the council's service delivery continues uninterrupted. We did invoke our business continuity plan and the pandemic plan to make sure that the most vulnerable members of our community are well supported and well serviced. And again, we have worked very closely with a lot of other agencies in Horsham, to make sure that there is a coordinated approach, response, to anyone who needs any assistance through this tough time. In terms of the financial hardship, because that's been an issue which obviously we all aware of has been highlighted, because of the impact on number of businesses and also individuals through job losses. So the approach council has taken is to actually provide as much flexibility as possible in relation to any payment of council dues, whether it's rates, registrations, any other payments. So that's what we've been encouraging anyone who's experiencing any difficulty making any council payments to speak to our financial hardship coordinator, who has actually been appointed specifically for that purpose to make it easier for anyone who needs assistance to navigate our processes. And as you know, councillors, the financial impact of this disruption is being assessed, and we're trying to make some adjustments, to our this year's budget to accommodate the shortfalls in our revenue and some other costs. So that will be reported to you, in the next few weeks. And as you are aware, it has also impacted on our ability for next year's budget. So the next year's budget, which was in a draft form ready to be presented to you in April, had to be amended quite significantly, again, to make sure that we do have a responsible budget. One thing I would highlight is this is subject to council decision, is the consideration council is giving in terms of supporting the businesses going forward as to how, we can play our role in assisting the businesses to get back on their feet. That's in addition to, all the support we've actually been providing the businesses over the last few months through direct engagement and making sure that the businesses are, put in touch with any available state or federal government assistance for that matter. Okay, so I'll leave it at that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Bala. Is there anything else you wanted to say, Councillor Koenig?
No, thank you. I just think it was really important that Mr. Bala had an opportunity to talk to that. And well done. It wouldn't be easy steering an organisation as large as what it is through a pandemic, an unprecedented pandemic that we're facing at the moment. So, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Power.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think everything's been said by Councillor Koenig and also Mr. Sunil.
Thank you. Any speakers against the motion? Any other speakers? Councillor Gribble.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to make a couple of comments and support the previous comments made around the...
point of order, Mr. Mayor. I can't hear Councillor Gribble.
Councillor Gribble, we're losing you, mate. I'm not sure what's happened. It was fine before.
Okay.
Councillor Gribble, we can't hear you, mate. Has have you done anything different in the last 10 minutes?
We can turn the video on now.
No. We've lost you now. Okay, we might just have to suspend standing orders for a minute. Someone can move that, please. And see if we can sort this out. So that's moved by Councillor Clark and Councillor Koenig. All those in favour? Against, that's carried. And we've just got a couple of minutes to see if we get standing orders.
It will happen later. Not all businesses in Horsham are finding it difficult. Some are actually booming at the moment. So there really needs to be a good long look at how this is impacting our community and certain sectors. So I'd just like to congratulate the council team again for the enormous amount of work and personal commitments and personal issues they've had to deal with working from home. It's not easy, especially if you're homeschooling at the same time. So I really feel for a lot of our staff. But right from the very beginning of this pandemic, this council had the community in its sights right from the start. That was number one. How is this going to impact on our community? And I think from that point on, the work that's been done by all of our staff, making sacrifices, working longer hours, making sure that we operate professionally and keep as many staff on as possible to maintain, you know, we've got a large group of employees and that maintains the city as best we can. I think we've done a brilliant job. I think the federal and state governments have both done a wonderful job to keep us where we are now. You only have to look at some other countries to see where they're at. And I think this council's pulled its weight as well. So I'd just like to congratulate everyone. We're not out of the woods yet, but I think the absolute amazing work and the breadth of work that's been done by this council has been amazing. The budget implications are going to carry with us for the next few years. Well, I think that's with everyone. So, but I think because this council is in such and has been in such a good financial position, we're able to do what we're doing. A lot of other councils don't have that backing behind them. We're very fortunate that we've been very responsible in our financial management over many years. So we do have a bit of a buffer there that's helping us go through this. So again, I'd just like to commend all the staff for all their work, and I know that we're not out of the woods yet. We've got a long way to go, but thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Clark. Any other speakers?